I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in for Jeff Kaplan this week. We have blue skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 53 degrees. Our top story is breaking news. The House has just voted to avert a midnight government shutdown, 221 to 212. The bill funds federal government through February of 2022, but still faces a vote in the Senate.
221. The nays are 212. The bill is passed.
In other national news, Colorado is the third state in the U.S. to detect a case of the Omicron variant. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
After California and Minnesota reported confirmed cases, now Colorado is announcing its first identified case of the Omicron variant. It's in a woman who had traveled to South Africa for tourism. She has minor symptoms. She is isolated right now. She is fully vaccinated but had not yet received a booster shot. Her case was flagged because she became sick after coming back from South Africa and was positive for COVID. Additional samples were taken from her and confirmed now to be the Omicron variant. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Biden today announced a series of steps that the White House says will combat the spread of COVID-19. One of them will be to provide free tests to Americans. But ABC's Karen Travers says it could take weeks for those tests to be made available.
There's a big difference, though, that you can't just walk out tomorrow and get one of these. This is going to take about a month and a half. And free comes with a little asterisk next to it. If you are one of the more than 150 million Americans with private insurance, you can buy these tests online or at a pharmacy and then submit for reimbursement from your insurance company.
President Biden also announced an extended transportation mask mandate through March. Other national stories we are following this hour. Just 2 days after a deadly shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan's Oakland County, the sheriff says he's dealing with prank calls and people spreading misinformation. Sheriff Michael Bouchard says that these calls are distracting his officers during an active investigation.
At this point, I'm aware of over 60 schools that have been closed because of threatening behavior. It's overrunning our resources to investigate these false threats.
During a news conference this afternoon, he said that these callers should be made aware an investigation is underway and that threats are a crime. A unified police officer has been accused of crashing his cruiser this summer while high on fentanyl. In June, Utah Highway Patrol responded to a one-car accident on I-15 near 1500 South. Jared Brooks Carden allegedly hit the right side of a freeway barrier, then crossed to the other side of the highway and hit the left barrier. Troopers found Carden unconscious in the driver's seat. Emergency responders had to administer Narcan to revive him. He resigned from UPD in August. After more than two decades in the Utah legislature, Representative Paul Ray is stepping down to work for the new Department of Health and Human Services. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with reaction from political analysts in Utah. Paul?
And Maria, these political analysts are talking a lot. Some of them say that this kind of departure will always raise some questions. University of Utah political science professor Tim Chambliss says it's not illegal for lawmakers to lobby for the companies that they do work for outside of legislative sessions.
Years ago, Rob Bishop, when he was in the state legislature, was also representing the Utah chapter of the National Rifle Association.
Whether that's ethical is a different debate, but Chambliss says there will be speculation about whether or not Ray is the best man for the new job and if he used his relationships on Capitol Hill to get it. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 404. Consumer confidence in Utah went down in November from the month before. A report from the Kemp-Gardner Policy Institute at the University of Utah shows, despite the lower confidence, it was still higher than the national average. Institute Chief Economist Juliet Tennert explains why.
The job losses were not as severe here. And as I mentioned, we've gained all of those jobs back that we lost in those initial months of the pandemic. And at the national level, that's just not the case.
The report says consumers were optimistic about the state's economy overall.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. they pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.